today's shir is in Sefer Tumura Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of Amud at the word for La Treifa. We had learned in our Mishnah Machloekis of Rav Elezer and the Rabbanan regarding the Vlad of a Treifa, the offspring, the child of a Treifa. What was its status regarding being used as a carbon? Where Rav Elezer said it may not be used as a carbon, and the Chum held that it may be used as a carbon. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikis? So the Gemara refers back to a machloikis in Masechta Chulin that we had, if treifa yoledes, if a animal that's a treifa has the ability to have children. Says the Gemara, l'man da'amar, according to the man da'amar, the treifa yoledes, that a treifa is able to have children. Mishkachas lo, we will explain the machloikis of Rav Elezer and the Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Kigon shenitrafa l'b'soif ibra, it first became treif, the mother first became treif, and then it conceived. Obar pligi, and the machloikis between Rav Elezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is regarding an issue that we discussed in the previous year. The Rav Elezer saw the zev zegarim asr, that if there are two factors influencing a result, as long as one of the factors carries with it an issue, it's asr. And therefore, in our situation, where the mother is a treifa, even though the father is not a treifa, it makes no difference. Zev zegarim asr, we look at the mother. Rabban Savri, zev zegarim mutter, we have to look at the father and the mother. And since the father is not a treifa, although the mother is a treifa, the child will be fine. And as Rashi points out, as we learned, and we'll learn in a moment, there is another halakha consideration that's been discussed, and that is Uba Yerich Imoy. Is the child considered part of the child considered connected to the mother or not? So why doesn't the Gemara, even according to this understanding, that first the animal became treif and then it conceived, just explained that according to Rav Elezer, Uba Yerich Imoy, and therefore the child is considered part of the mother, and if the mother is treif, so too is the child. And if you hold Uba Lav Yerich Imoy, then if the mother is not, then the fact that the mother is treif doesn't make a difference regarding the child. So Rashi says that even though the mother is treif, it makes no difference that the child, even if you hold Uba Yerich Imoy, it doesn't make a difference that the child should or shouldn't be treif. And as Rav Elchanan and the Chazon Ish explain what Rashi means to say, they say what Rashi means to say here is that when we speak about treif and we speak about the child being connected to the mother or not, what we have to look at is not if the mother is a treif or not, but what we have to look at is at the moment the mother becomes a treif. And therefore, if over here it was nitrafa, that the animal first became treif, ulubsoif ibra, and then only afterwards it conceived. So since at the moment of conception was not the moment when the animal became treif, everybody will agree that even if you say Uber Yerich Imoy, and that the Uber is connected to its mother, it won't be enough to say that the child is also considered treif. Because as far as this halach is concerned, we have to look at the moment it becomes treif, not if it is treif. So if we say, again says the Gemara, that treifa yoledes, we're going to explain that the machlokes is, says the Gemara, nitrafa l'b'soif ibra, and the machlokes is, what is the halach of zev zegarim? If on the other hand, says the Gemara, we follow the opinion that we learned in Masechta Chulin, the man dama treifa any yoledes, that a treifa can't conceive, so it obviously cannot be referring to a situation of nitrafa l'b'soif ibra, because if she was nitrifa, she's no longer able to conceive. It's going to be have to be referring to a situation mishkach flakisha ibra. First she conceived ulubasayf nitrifa, and now, as we just explained, the question of yubiyerech imay comes very much into play. Ovahapligi, Rebbe Lezer saw ubiyerech imay, and this fetus was already here at the moment it became treif. And therefore, Rebbe Lezer's opinion is that whatever happens to the mother also is happening to the child. And just like the mother just now became treif, that event affects the child as well. Rabbanan Savri, Ubalav Yerech Imay, and just because the mother became treif at this moment doesn't mean that the child also becomes a treif at this moment. There is a discussion amongst the Achroinim that even though we're learning now that there is an opinion of Masechta Chulin that treif for any yeledis, the question is that only regarding a female who is a treif for any yeledis, or is it also a male, the father, when he's treif any yeledis? So some achronim use our Gemara as a raya that the opinion that holds treif for any yeledis doesn't hold so only regarding the mother, but also holds so regarding the father. Because if we're going to say that the zocher can be moiled when he's a treifa, why does the Gemara have to say the machlokes the way it just said it, that it's with this abra will have soif nitrifa? We could have said that it was this abra after the father became a treifa, and the question will be the same as we learned a moment ago: zevazeh gairim is asur mutter. The father is a treifa, the mother is not a treifa. It must be that the zocher also is not able to make an animal pregnant when it's treif, and therefore the Gemara had to say this teretz of ibra of soif nitrifa. The Arach Roinim that disagree, and they claim that it could be that a zocher that's treif can make an animal pregnant. So if that's the case, so why don't we connect it to the issue of zevazeh gairim? So they say we only say zevazeh gairim when it's possible that both, we only say zevazeh gairim only where the father and the mother can be treif. But if we're going to say that a zocher whose treif is moiled can have children, so we can never have a situation of zevazeh gairim, because we could never have a situation where both parents will be treif before the animal conceived, and therefore there would be no reason to make a gzera of zevazeh gairim. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that even though our Gemara is suggesting that the basis of the opinion of the Rabbanan of our Mishnah is because uber lav yerech imay, say the Rishonim, that doesn't mean that the Rabbanan necessarily hold that way all of the time. Because we just learned in our previous shiur what is the status of Vlad HaNegeches and what is the status of Vlad HaNerbas, and the Gemara said it's connected to the issue of Uba Yerech Imay, Uba Lav Yerech Imay. Say the Rishonim that Uba Yerech Imay and the Uba Yerech Imay that's being discussed in our Gemara are not necessarily the same. And even if we'll hold in that Gemara Uba Yerech Imay, and that's why Vlad HaNerbas is Usur, we could still hold Uba Lav Yerech Imay when we speak about the Vlad of a Treifa. Says the Gemara that even though we've learned a machloikis, we've learned and explained the machloikis to Rabbanan Reb Elezer, comments Reb Huna, Amar Reb Huna, Moide Chomer Reb Elezer, Befroyach Beya Treifa Shasur. The Chomer will agree that if there's an chick that was hatched from the egg of a Treifa, that chicken will be Asur. Because my Tama, why? Because Atkama Pligalei Reb Elezer El Bavlad Behema, the machlokes of Reb Elezer and Rabbanan, suggests Reb Huna, is only by Vlad Behema. The Matera, the Mavira Karabia. And Rashi says, two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says, that the animal, when it's a fetus in its mother's womb, is an amniotic sac, and therefore it's considered much less connected to its mother than a egg is when it's the mother hen's body. Another pshat Rashi says is that when an animal is born, it's small, and it primarily grows after it's born, whereas an egg doesn't grow after it's born, and therefore, because of that, the connection between a egg and its mother is much stronger than the connection between an animal and its mother. And therefore, even though the Rabbanan hold, as we just learned, that the Vlad of a Trefa is an independent entity, the egg is not an independent entity. And in fact, that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that the egg of a Trefa is not to be eaten. Aval Beya Trefa, Migufa de Tanagara to Karavya, the egg of a chicken is much more connected to its mother. I feel the Rabbanan will agree that if the mother is a Trefa, the egg also may not be eaten. Says the Gemara, Omalei Rav Rav Huna, Tanya de Messiah Lach, I'll bring you a brisa to support your opinion. Molei Tavrit Rima Habom Adam Chai. If there was a human being who part of his body decomposed into worms, and there's a machloikus rishonim exactly at what point did this occur. Some rishonim say that the brisa is referring to a situation where an aver, an organ of the person, got detached from the person. The Rachman Otzlan decomposed up to the point that it's now Rima, that it's worms, and it's Tameh because it's Eva Menachai. Other Rishayim say that it's referring to a situation where the part of the body came off while the person is alive, but now it decomposed after the person is already no longer alive. And now we have a question, how to treat the Molei Tarvit. The Molei Tarvit is the amount of a spoonful. How to treat that spoonful of worm. Rav Elazar Matame, Rav Elazar say that it has Tuma, as we just said, either it's Tuma Eva Menachai, Tuma Smes, Vachom Matarim, Vachom hold that the Rima is only to be viewed as perish ba'alma, refuse. Says the Gemara, At kamay pligi rabbanan ela berima, when do we have machlokes rabbanan Rabbi Elazar? Only when we speak about rima, because the perish ba'alma hu, where it could strongly be argued that they're just perish. Alba beya, when we speak about an egg, the megufa de tanagoyos hu, that comes from the mother hen, a filler abonamida, that it will be considered the same status as its mother, and therefore, if the mother is a trefa, so too will the baya be also. Omle abaya, so abaya disagrees, and he says, ad rabba, ifchemistab, we can make just the opposite argument. Because at kamoi polig rabbeleza alay the rabbonin, whether rabbeleza disagree with rabbonin, ela berima. Berima, rabbeleza takes a strict view. Because, says Rabbi Elazar, Dikli Adam Mechaim Rima, a person, even when he's alive, is called Rima. As the Pasuk says in Iyov, V'af ki enish Rima, uben Adam Taleya. A person, as Iyov was saying, a person can't say that, what does God want from me? At the end, I'm just going to turn into Rima V'Taleya. Because Iyov says, even when we're alive, we're no more than Rima and Taleya. Avagavabeya, but when we speak about an egg, Amos Godlo, when does the chick grow out of the egg? L'chimasercha, first the egg decomposes, v'chi asrucha, and at the point of when it's decomposing, afra ba'almahu, it's no more than dirt, and therefore, then it re-emerges as a chicken, because the process is, first it decomposes, and then it re-emerges as a chicken, a filler of as a chick, a filler of a lez of moida, that a chick is different than an egg. So as the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim point out, our Gemara is very much differentiating between an egg of a trefa and a chicken of an egg of a trefa. The egg of a trefa is awesome. The chicken, however, of an egg of a trefa, since our Gemara says that that egg completely decomposes before the chicken emerges, so it's viewed as a new entity, and therefore it should be mutter. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, the Ramah does say that the minig is that if you know that the egg, that the hen was treif, not only do we eat the egg of such a hen, we don't even eat the chicken of such eggs either. It's interesting that the Rishonim discuss, based on this Gemara, the status of something known as musk, M-U-S-K. Musk is a secretion that comes ultimately, that comes originally from the blood of a deer, a musk deer. The musk deer goes through blood, goes through a chemical transformation in the glands of the deer, and ultimately becomes musk. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the musk is permitted, even though it started off as blood, because he makes a very interesting comparison. He says that there are pieces of insects, sometimes that are in honey, and yet we're allowed to eat the honey, because the honey, the pieces of insect, that those little pieces, those little fragments that are in the honey, disintegrate in the honey, and therefore become honey. Similar, the musk, the blood disintegrates and becomes musk, the secretion and its mutter. The Rosh disagrees with the Rebbeinu Yoina. And the Paiskim, the Rishonim, the Ran, want to say that actually this question, if something goes through a significant chemical transformation, does it have a halachic, does it make a difference in the halacha, should be proven from our Gemara. Because our Gemara is saying that we start with the egg that is coming from a trefa, but the Gemara is saying since that egg completely disintegrates and then re-emerges as a chick, that's why it's not a problem. Similarly, will be the halacha that anything that completely transforms will become mutter. There are paiskim that disagree, the Rishonim disagree, and they make two very important points. One point they say is, we can't bring a raya from the honey, because the honey is a permitted substance, and therefore, since honey, dvash, is mutter, it has the ability that not only is a mutter, but it has the ability to completely take over the anything that falls into it, any fragments that fall into it, that they too should be considered honey. Whereas, when we speak about an item which is inherently not mutter, there the halacha may be different, like when we speak about blood. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that our Gemara, which seems clearly to indicate that something that goes through a transformation is mutter, will only hold that way when it goes through a complete transformation and disintegration, like the case of the egg that becomes a chicken. But if it doesn't go through such a significant transformation, then the halacha may be actually different. The Svarim say that our Gemara also is teaching us a lesson on how tshuva works. Because when we think about tshuva, which we know represents a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he accepts our tshuva, but we need to understand how does tshuva work. The person was a Baal Aveira, was doing Aveiras, and all of a sudden, because he changed his mind and says, from now on I'm not going to do Aveiras anymore, he becomes Baal Tshuva, and the Gemara says, "V'makom shebaal tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yichayel amay," and he becomes a tzadik. How does that happen? So they explain that the process of tshuva is similar to the process that's being identified in our Gemara. What does our Gemara say happens? Our Gemara says that what happens is that the egg disintegrates. And after the egg disintegrates, then it becomes a chicken, which is mutter. So too, with tshuva, a person who does tshuva completely disintegrates. He has charata, he has azivas achet, and that changes him, that he's no longer the same person that he was originally, and that's why his tshuva is indeed effective. Furthermore, says Abaya, by Tanya Behedu, we learned in a Braisa. Maidra Belezel Chachamim, Reb Elazar agrees, Befroyach Beyeh Trefa Shemutta, that the chick that comes from an egg that was born from a mother which is Trefa is Mutter. Because we can't bring a Raya from the egg to the chicken. To which Rabbi said, Amalei Tanya Tanya, if that's what the Braisa says, clearly that's what the halacha ought to be. The Mishnah taught us, Reb Chanina ben Atignus Omer, Sheira, that a non trefa animal that nursed from a trefa animal may not be brought on the mizbeach. My tama, asking my why. Ilema the mafatmana, because it nourished from the trefa. El ma'ata hachila kashina avaydazara. If an animal ate kashina avaydazara, hachinami dasira. So the way we learn the Gemara adaf chav tes. The halacha is that an animal that was designated for this, the way most mafarshim explain the Gemara, that an animal that was designated for avodah zarah is not considered muktzah until it was also fed kashina avodah zarah. And our Gemara's question is, if being fed avodah zarah, if being fed something osur, is enough to make the animal not kosher, so why did it also have to be muksa? Why did it also have to be designated? The feeding of the kashinim is enough. The Mefarshim say, when we learned that Gemara and Daf Chavtes, we learned another pshat. The other pshat actually was that until the pshat that we just explained was according to the Man de Omer that holds that if it was fed avodah zarah food plus being designated, that's what it becomes osur. But designation alone doesn't make it osur. Another Gemara's question is that the feeding of the avodah zarah food should make it osur on its own. But then we looked at that Gemara another pshat. The pshat was that an animal that's designated avodah zarah is considered muksa. When does it lose the status of being muksa? When it starts being fed this food. According to that approach, the Gemara's question here is a very interesting question. The Gemara over there says it's being fed kashine avodah zarah makes it lose the status of muksa, and asks our Gemara if anything, just the opposite should be the case. The more it's fed kashine avodah zarah, the more it should be osur. El atoner of chenina tzuritah kamed Rav Yochanan kagoyin shenicha. It was nursing from this trefa animal every morning, and therefore it survives on that milk every day, and that's why it's awesome. And the Rishayim already extensively discuss what is the scope of what the Gemara is teaching us. Firstly, there's a question, is the issue that's being discussed in our Gemara limited to what type of animal can be used as a carbon,
where is there a problem of Avodah Zarah, which, as we have learned, Avodah Zarah is treated so much more strictly than anything else. But it has nothing to do with any of the other issues. But in the regular issue, even if something's fed non-kosher food, it wouldn't make a difference. That's one question. The other question that's obvious is, to what degree does it being fed something not kosher have an influence on the status of the animal being fed these non-kosher foods? Does it have to be exclusively fed non-kosher food? Or as long as this non-kosher food is part of its diet, will it be usher? So the Ramah paskins in Yerideya, in Sim and Samach, the behemosh nesfatma mi'isr, an animal that was fed only non-kosher food, is usher. And the way the Mefarshim explained the opinion of the Ramah is that it means only if its diet is exclusively non-kosher food. But if it's not exclusively non-kosher food, it's only served non-kosher food as part of its diet, it would have a different rule. The Shach disagrees with Ramah, and the Shach holds that even if the animal, that just because it's being fed non-kosher food doesn't make a treif, the Shach's opinion is that it has to have, that it's only in a situation where the food is like Avodah Zarah, which is also by Hanah. But if the food is not also by Hanah, then the halacha we're discussing would not be relevant. Furthermore, it's clear that even though an animal had a diet of non-kosher food, and it had that diet even, let's say, exclusively at one point, if its diet changes, the fact that it once had a diet of non-kosher food is immaterial. And therefore, the minhag always was that during Pesach, animals that we were not fed chametz, especially animals that we use to drink milk from, because on Pesach we'll make cheese from that milk, because on Pesach we know chametz is asur, and it's considered behemosh nesfat m'yisr. And that's why in some communities there was a minhag that they bought dairy items all before Pesach, because they didn't have the ability to control that the animals on Pesach should not eat chametz, and therefore if it ate chametz on Pesach, it would be a situation of a hamish nesfatma miyisr, and they would be careful to not let the animals eat those foods during. They were careful to have animals that dairy products from before Pesach, where there's obviously no issur chametz. We're all eating chametz up to Pesach. However, nowadays, in the Chol Yisrael companies, and certainly companies where we have hashgacha, there's monitoring that the animals don't have a diet of chametz on Yom Tov. We learned in the Mishnah, kol kachim shenasa treifa ain poidim. So the Mishnah said that an animal that's kodesh that became a treifa, we can't be poidim. And as we explain, and the Gemara will explain, the reason being, because ein poidim as a kachim lachilim l'klovim. If the animal became a treifa, the only thing we could do with that animal is serve it to dogs, and ein poidim as a kachim lachilim l'klovim. There's machlokes achronim, according to the opinion that we're just about to learn, that ein poidim as a kachim lachilim l'klovim, what would be the halacha if somebody was a poided animal that was treifa? Will the pidyon be the evid effective or not? Miches Chinuch seems to suggest that it would not be. Other achronim say that it would be. Asking Rabbanan and Milifon, where do we notice halacha? The Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, Lo savoy b'chor shayrecha, v'lo sogus b'chor tzenecha, tizbach v'lo giza, that an animal that becomes a balmum, that we're allowed to be poida, we could shecht it, but we can't cut the wool off. And the way Tosfos learns, the issur is specifically on the cutting of the wool. But if the wool fell off by itself, that wool is mutter. V'chaltav lo'y l'klavecha. We can't serve it to dogs. Basar v'lo'y chalav. And you could have only its meat, not its milk. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that since the Braisa uses different wording when it speaks about the milk versus when it speaks about the wool, by the wool the focus is on the giza, the cutting of the wool. By the milk the focus is on the chalav, on the milk itself. So they take the opinion that by the wool, as we just said, if you didn't cut the wool, it just fell off by itself, it would be mutter. But a milk, not only may you not milk such an animal, but even the milk that came out by itself would be usur. There are Rishayim that disagree and say that just like by the wool, if it came off by itself, it's mutter, so too by the chalav. But here it said, v'chaltav lo'y klavecha, mekan she'en poydim sakotchen l'achilam l'klavim. We're not allowed to redeem an animal if all we could do with it is feed it to a dog. Many achroinim, the arsumeich, and other achroinim are of the opinion that when is this rule said? When the only thing you could do with this animal is feed it to dogs. But let's say you have an animal which is not a treifa. It's just a balmum. That certainly, as we've learned numerous times, the halach is that such an animal may be redeemed. Since the only thing you could do with the animal is not just serve it to dogs, it's a balmum. Anybody could eat a balmum besides the mizbeach. Then, since the purpose of your pidyon wasn't to give it to dogs, you could give it to your dog to eat, because that clearly wasn't the only purpose of your pidyon. There are opinions that actually disagree with that and say that even if it was nifter under other circumstances, you can't give it, you cannot give it to dogs. Ikadamri, tizbach v'chalta, but there's a different opinion that says, Tizvah v'chalta, ein ben heter, el mishan svich v'eilach. The Brice is teaching us that you can't do anything with these items only after you did the shechita. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. That only something like eating, which is done after the animal is slaughtered, but a benefit that you can have while the animal is alive, its wool, its milk, is awesome. So this Braisa doesn't say anything about the chalt of loy l'kavecha, and therefore, obviously, this Braisa is of the opinion that psaidim as a kachim l'chilim l'klovim, that we may serve him, may be part of an animal that's a treifa, even though all you could do with it is serve it to your dog. Hanu lo kol asurim, kan lo kol asurim, han lo kol asurim. Begins the Gemara, the last parak of our Masechta. Yeh b'kachim mizbeach, sheh b'kachay b'edek abayis. We know there are two types of kachim. This kachay mizbeach and kachay b'edek abayis. It says our Mishnah, each one of them has its own unique rules. Yeh b'kachay b'edek abayis, sheh b'kachay mizbeach. Kachay mizbeach, as we've been learning, oisin t'mura. V'chayovin aleim, shem pigel nois v'tomei. A kachay mizbeach can become pigel, it can become nois, it can become tomei. Even though the Mefarshim say that when the Mishnah teaches us that an animal that has kachim by the kabayis doesn't have the rule of tumah, that is a very relevant rule. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though somebody is tumah, and he certainly may not eat kachim mizbeach, he may eat kachim by the kabayis, but the rule of pigel and noiser certainly don't apply by kachim mizbeach, and therefore they explain that the Mishnah is really focused on the tumah part, not on the pigel and noisa part. Vladim v'chelvon osalacha pejoinim, as we just learned, that the vlad of an animal that has kachim mizbeach and its milk are asur even after they were redeemed. And as the Gemara in Masechta Bechoros explains, that we're speaking here about a child that was conceived before the animal, the mother was redeemed, but was born afterwards. So let's think about it. Because since the animal was conceived while the mother was still hegdish, so it has a level of kedusha on it. But on the other hand, since it was born from a mother that's no longer kedush, it has a very low level of kedusha. And furthermore, since it has such a low level of kedusha, so two rules.
Number one, it can't be brought as a mezkarbin because it comes from a mother that was no longer kaddish. It was born from a mother that was rejected. And since it has such a low level of kedusha, we learned the Masechta Bechairis, only an animal that has a full level of kedusha could be redeemed, not an animal with such a low level of kedusha. Vasharta Bechutz, there's a din of Shkutei Chutz on kedusha's back, that you're not allowed to shech them outside the Azara. Ein nois men l'umnim b'scharim, they can't be used to pay people that work for the Beis HaMikdash. Masha enke b'kotche b'edekabayis, these rules don't apply b'kotche b'edekabayis. On the other hand, yesh b'kotche b'edekabayis, there are certain rules that apply b'kotche b'edekabayis. Now, loch is stam hagdashis, or go b'edekabayis, if somebody was magdish something without identifying what type of hagdash he meant, we assume he meant b'edekabayis. Hagdash b'edekabayis, chalal kol, everything could be have kedushas by the kabayis. Kedushas mizbeach is only on something that can be put on the mizbeach. Umay alan begedulayim, what grows out from something that has kedushas by the kabayis is subject to hilchos meila. We'll speak about this more in tomorrow's shir. Ve'en behem hanol l'kahanim. Every carbon, even a carbon oila, the kahanim have some sort of benefit from. Carbon oila, they get the or. Whereas by kach by the kabayis, there's nothing that the kahanim has. It belongs completely to the kabayis. Ask the Gemara, the klolahu, the kol kach mizbeach oisa tmura. Is this a hard and fast rule that all kach mizbeach can make a tmura? Very oifus. Haven't we learned in our masechta when we speak about oifus? You could certainly be magdish an oif with kedush mizbeach, the kach mizbeach, but tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Machas for Eifos, Ein Eisen Tamura. Answers the Gemara, Kik Tani, our Mishnah is not speaking about birds, our Mishnah is speaking about the Behemoth. Ask the Gemara, Vrei Vlad, but I'll give you a case of a Behemoth, the Vlad, which is a Kachim is Beyachu, the Tanan, and we learned in our Mishnah, Ein Vlad Eisen Tamura. Answers the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, Vlad Eisen Tamura. That a Vlad Tamura, that a Vlad Kachim does make Tamura. But ask the Gemara, what about Tamura Atzma, very Tamura Atzma, which is Kachim is back, the first Mishnah of Amasekta, that one animal becomes Tamura for another animal, but Tanan, and we learned in Amasekta, that ain't Tamura, it's a Tamura. Answers the Gemara, Kiktana Ika Zivcha. Our Mishnah is referring to the original carbon, not any of derivatives. Says the Gemara, Hash Dasas Lahachi. Now it was saying that our Mishnah is only focused on the Ika Zivcha, so we could say that our Mishnah doesn't have to be limited to following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. A filler retain Rabbanon. We could say our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbanon that a Vlat Tamura doesn't make a Tamura. And our Mishnah is not speaking, our Mishnah is only speaking about Vlad, about Ika Zivcha, not anything but the main carbon. The Vlad Kachim is not considered the Ika Zivcha. We learned in the Mishnah that we can't use kachim mizbeach to pay the workers in the Beis HaMikdash. Hakachim bedik bayis, kachim bedik bayis we may. Noisnim, amra avua, damakra va'asa li, mishali. We can use my items, anything that belongs to me, to pay the kahanim. So Taisus asks, what's the chiddush of this Mishnah? Of course, these workers need to be paid. And of course they have to be paid from Kachim. That's the funding that they have. So, what the Gemara telling us? So one pshat that the Mefarshim suggests is that the focus of the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Gemara, is not that you could use Kachim by the Kabayas to pay the workers. It's obvious. The Chiddush is that you cannot use Kachim as Beya. But other Mefarshim explain that what the Gemara is teaching us is that we would think that if somebody donated an item that could be used in the Beit HaKabayis, somebody donated gold, that the gold could be used in the Beis HaMikdash. So the purpose is to use the gold in the Beis HaMikdash and not sell that gold, or not use that gold to pay workers, teaches us the Gemara that not only is Kachim Beit HaKabayis the funds from where the workers are paid, but actually, even
such items that could be used themselves in the Beis HaMikdash could be used to pay the workers. The Mishnah continues, Yesh B'Kotcha B'Rekabayis, that Kotcha B'Rekabayis have certain chumras over Kotcha Mizbeach, and as the Gemara says, Omer Mar, Stam Akdeshus B'Rekabayis V'Chal Alakol. The Mishnah taught us that if somebody was magnus something without identifying what he meant, we say he meant that it should go for Beit HaKabayis, and every item can become Beit HaKabayis Kedusha. Man Tana, ask the Gemara, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? And as the Mefarshim explained, what's the purpose of understanding who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So I saw the Mefarshim want to know, does our Mishnah represent the opinion of the Rabbanon, or is it only the opinion of Rameya, which is not the Rabbanon? So says the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Om Rav Chivar Abba Om Rav Yoichran, the like Rabbi Shua. Our Mishnah can't be following the opinion of Rabbi Shua. The Tana, because we learned actually in the Mishnah. Hamagdish Nechosov, in the Sechta Shkolim. If somebody was Magdish all of his Nechosim, for Hoy Behen, and amongst his Nechosim, he has Behem Ruil Gabim Mizbeach, Zecharim and the Kavis, male and female animals. Rav Lez Oymer, Zecharim Yimokul Tzarchayelus. Rav Lez's opinion is that obviously everything he magdish, he wants should be Bedek Abayis. But there is a halacha that any animal that can be used for the Mizbeach has to be brought in the Mizbeach. So male animals should be sold, and the animal himself should be brought as a carbon oiler. If somebody needs to bring a carbon oiler, he should buy that animal, and the proceeds will go to Beit HaKabayis. The kavis could be used for carbon shlamim, the markul tzarchi shlamim. For the main yiplum shan the chasm Beit HaKabayis, he meant that everything should be Beit HaKabayis. Rav Shua Imer, zecharim hein atzmi yikruv oilus. Rav Shua says that the male animals should be used for carbon oiler. The kavis yimarkul tzarchi shlamim, as we previously explained. Since an oiler is a higher level kedusha than a shlamim, he wanted that the animals, according to Rav Yeshua, should have kedushas oiler. But you can't bring in the cave as an oiler, so you'll sell that nekeva, use the proceeds to buy an animal which should be brought as a carbon oiler, and the shlamim and the cave animal itself will be used by a customer who needs to bring a carbon shlamim. V'yavu b'demeim oilus, v'sha'a nechasim, but the rest of the assets, the not animals, yimachru, go to the Beit HaKabayis. Obviously, it is the opinion of Rabbi Shua that even though you didn't identify what you meant, we say that you meant kachim mizbeach, not kachim Beit HaKabayis, unlike our Mishnah, which says that if you didn't identify what you meant, we say you meant kachim Beit HaKabayis. Says the Gemara Pligid of Adi Bar Hava. This is in disagreement with Rav Adi Bar Hava. Dom Rav Adi Bar Hava. Beide Shekula Zecharim. If you have only male animals, Afil Rav Leza Oymoida, that all your animals are meant to be used for carbon oil. Dloy Shavik Inish Kachim Mizbeach Magdish by the Gabayis. If a person has the opportunity to bring something to the Mizbeach, that's what he's going to do. Dloy Nechlaku El Beide Sheyesh Remech Zecharim Mechtim Mekavis. You don't only have male animals anyway. A person doesn't divide up his donation. Since the female animals themselves cannot be used as a carbon oiler, it's Zecharim Namilav oilus, and we say that he meant that everything should go to Beit HaKabayis. A person divides up his nether. What can be used for Kachim Mizbeach will be Kachim Mizbeach. What will be used for Kachim Beit HaKabayis, we call it Beit HaKabayis. But it clearly is seen from the Rav Adi Bar Hava. The Rav Leza agrees that if the person did specify what he meant, if it's the right circumstances, we say he meant Kachay Mizbeach. Lishna Chrina Amrilot, but there's a different version of what Rav Adi Bar Hava said. Om Rav Adi Bar Hava, Marav, Bishloi Hidush Ela Behema, when he was only magdish animals, Afil Rav Leza Maida, that the male should go for carbon oila. Deloy shavik inish kachim mizbeach and magdish lebet the kabayis. A person who has the opportunity to bring something to mizbeach, that's what he's going to do. Ela, by nechelku, el b'shei shayim nechasim imoim, that he has other assets besides animals.
Rebbe Elazar saw that ein adam chalukas nidroi, and since the other assets aren't kachim mizbeach, midshan nechasim lavel kachim mizbeach, behem and nami lavel kachim mizbeach, Rishua sover adam chaluk is nidroi. In this version, Rebbe Adi Bahava holds that when a person has only animals, but they're male and female, still, since they're only animals, and animals all could find a way onto the Mizbeach, even though the female animals cannot be brought as an oila, that won't be considered Adam Chaylik as Nidroi. And even so, in this case, Rebbe Elazar will hold that all the animals are put on the Mizbeach. Which means, according to this version, not only if he only has male animals, will Rebbe Elazar agree that they all go to the Mizbeach, but Rebbe Elazar will hold so even if he had male and female animals as well. According to the first version, the main Yiplum Shan Nechasim by the Gabayis, the Mishnah said that their proceeds should be sold for Bet Gabayis. Says the Rabishlam of Lishna Basra, Hanim Tanim Shan Nechasim by the Gabayis, that the Mishnah said that the rest of the assets go for Bet Gabayis. So, the question is, does a person differentiate between animals and other possessions? So that's why the Mishnah is speaking about other possessions. El Lishna Kama, but according to the first version, what Lishna Yipla by the Kabayis, the Mishnah should have just said that everything goes by the Kabayis, since the case is speaking about where there are no other possessions. Why is the Mishnah discussing them? Because according to the first version, the machlokes between Rebbe Elazar and Yeshua is in a case where they're both male and female animals. Rebbe Elazar holds, since there are two types of animals, everything should go to Bet Gabayis. So the fact that there are other assets doesn't make a difference. It's just enough that there are male and female animals. Answers the Gemara, indeed. According to the first version, we don't have to speak about other assets. Once they're both male and female animals, that is enough of a reason for, according to Rebbe Elazar, the main Yitlul about the Kabayis, because not all of them can be brought as the same type of carbon oil. We learned in the Mishnah, Hegdish Belabayis Chal HaLakol, Lesuya Mai, Amravina, Lesuya Shif Yevanimi. It comes to teach us that the sawdust and the leaves from a tree that were donated for Hegdish are also Hegdish. Although I did see the Rishonim say, that's in a case where I donated a piece of wood for Hegdish, that the halacha is that not only is the wood Hegdish, the sawdust, the leaves, all have that halacha. But let's say the Hegdish is preparing wood to put on the Mizbeach, and the sawdust and leaves that fall off from it, those will not be considered a problem of Mila. Furthermore, we learned that there's Mila what grows out of what is Hegdish. Lasuya Mai. Answer the Gemara Amar Papa Lasuya Chel Vamadoshim Rebei Tayrim. It comes to teach us the milk of animals that are Hegdish and the eggs of animals, of birds that are Hegdish. Ketanya Chel Vamadoshim Rebei Tayrim Loi Nenim Vloi Mayala. There's no, you're not allowed to have Issa Hanor from them, but if you did, there's no Issa Me'ila. Says the Braisa, the Medvar Amurim, that by Kachim Mizbeah, Ava Kachim by the Kabayis, Higdish Tanagoylis, if somebody was Magdish a chicken, since it has Kedushas by the Kabayis, Mayam Abayt Sasai. Chamayra, if somebody was Magdish a donkey for by the Kabayis, Mayam Bechelba, there's Me'ila in its milk. But feel a man the Omer, may Alam Begduli Mizbeah, even according to the man the Omer that by Kedushas Mizbeah, there is Mi'ila on what grows out of that animal, says the Gemara, Hayim Ili Gedulim the Chazal Mizbeah, that's only such Gedulim that could be put on the Mizbeah, like an animal that's Kedush that you can put on the Mizbeah. Ava Gedulim the Chazal Mizbeah, but when it's something that can be put on the Mizbeah, like eggs or milk, only animals that can be put on the Mizbeah, such gedulim are subject to Me'ila according to this Mandalma by Kedusha Mizbeah. But when the things that grow can't be put in the mizbeach, again, example, egg, milk, everybody will agree that ain't me'alim behem, that there is no meat.